Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome back to another episode of Right Here in Mass. Joining me today is Jim Abbott, a financial advisor at Claro Advisors in Boston, who's also on the board of directors of an amazing nonprofit here in Boston called Christopher's Haven. Jim, welcome to the show.
Ashley, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate you taking time today.
Yes, it's my pleasure. For our listeners, Jim's very impressive and extensive bio is listed in our show notes. But Jim, I would love to start off this episode by having you share more about yourself and what you do, both at Claro Advisors and also at Christopher's Haven.
Well, thank you very much. We at Claro Advisors, we're a registered investment advisor. I'm a financial advisor servicing wonderful clients, families, businesses, and our firm is located at 100 High Street in Boston, and we're a $1 billion firm, a handful of advisors, very family-oriented, and also with a big touch on philanthropy. So our owner has taught all of us that, you know, it makes sense to give back, and there's a lot of great causes that we're all affiliated with that all are very near and dear to our hearts. One of the larger charities that I just got involved with last year is Christopher's Haven, which is a fantastic nonprofit here at One Emerson Place in Boston, servicing pediatric cancer. And so some of the children that have come through here, I've had a wonderful opportunity to meet their families and really see the impact that we're making in their lives.
I love that. And I love the cross section that you mentioned between the philanthropy with Claro Advisors and Christopher's Haven. And so I'm curious to hear what it was about Christopher's Haven that inspired you to get involved, or kind of how that connection came about, so to say.
It's an excellent question. At the end of every year, I talk to a lot of my clients and we recap on what kind of their future goals are and what they're doing. And one of my clients told me that they were involved in Christopher's Haven. So I started to just do a little bit more homework on Christopher's Haven, and then just, you know, had the opportunity to go visit the loft. I'm sitting in the loft right now. You can see the tree behind us. And when I walked into the room and kind of learned more about their story, learned more about the families and who we were really impacting, it was just a natural progression for me to say, I need to do more for this charity. Mm-hmm. And once I started getting involved, I talked to a lot of good friends of mine. We started making small donations. And then just last Thursday, we had a wonderful dinner at Eddie V's restaurant in Burlington. And we raised just about $8,300 for Christopher's Haven. Just getting a nice group of families and friends together and educating them on the cause. And it's just been a wonderful synergy with being a board member at Christopher's Haven. So thank you.
Yeah, that's great. And what is your direct involvement? Like, what do you typically focus on, or what are your responsibilities as a board member?
So I joined the board last year in October. And, you know, we, like any typical board member, we're reviewing the budget. We're looking forward to, you know, what the immediate needs of Christopher's Haven is. And then also the biggest piece is how can we raise money to continue with operations? How can we maximize revenue so we would continue to have families here that can have their children go through treatments and be comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what are some, I would say, really cool results, or I guess really warm stories that you've kind of been able to witness or hear of with the work that you've been doing at Christopher's Haven?
I think some of the best stories that we see are these success stories. Mm-hmm. Right here behind me, we have our tree, and all the hands that you can see are all of the children that have beaten cancer. They had the opportunity to ring the bell, to leave Christopher's Haven a success story. And what they do is they put their hand up on the wall, they write their name, and they write the date where they beat cancer, which is just fantastic. So there's really no greater success story than seeing a family walk out very happy with success.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that your extensive knowledge and expertise within your financial advisory career has definitely supported and benefited Christopher's Haven. And so I'm curious to hear about that crossover or how you've been able to apply your skill set in that way.
That's a great question. We were lucky enough that we were working with Fidelity Charitable, and we talked a lot about donor advised funds and how you can make, really an amazing gift directly to any nonprofit. And whether it's Christopher's Haven or some of the other charities that my clients support, but there's, I'm not going to say a right and wrong way to do it, but there are better ways to make gifts to some nonprofits, whether it be the direct donation from your donor advised fund, whether you're giving stock, whether you're giving cryptocurrency. There's a lot of different things that you can do that with a little bit of planning and insight can make a very impactful gift to the charity.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Whether it's making like a donation now, or I know thinking ahead about like estate planning, how some people think about in their estate plans if they would like to have some of their money or assets go towards nonprofits as well. So that's something that came to mind that people might want to consider too.
Absolutely. And when we talk about estate planning, at the most recent dinner we had, a great friend of mine, Jason Ebischer on the North Shore, he's been a great asset to me when we talk about estate planning. So good friends, really helping out a lot of my clients and taking care of Claro advisors for our estate planning needs.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I do have to give a shout out to one of our past podcast guests who I know is running the Boston Marathon for Christopher's Haven, Bob Cargill. If you know Bob, Bob is ridiculously awesome, as he says, but it's so cool to just see like the stories of the people who also get involved in Christopher's Haven with things like that, like running the marathon or any other ways to support an organization. And I know Bob has been doing it for maybe 5 or 6 marathons now, a while. So I imagine for you as a board member, that's also nice to see kind of like the repeat people who are continuously finding ways to support year after year.
Yeah, it's nice because you just try to find a place where you could help. The end goal is we've raised money, but whether it's a dinner or we did Super Bowl squares, which was a quick and easy way to raise money for, we raised $2,500 in a matter of 3 weeks for Christopher's Haven, and we piggybacked that with another charity that I'm affiliated with, which is the Team Noah Foundation on the South Shore in New Bedford. And that battles for mitochondrial disease. But if you just get the right amount of people together and you think of a great creative idea, you can really do a nice job for charity.
Yes, definitely. And you mentioned a good point too that I would love to hear more about is that you're involved in a handful of organizations, whether you're on the board or whether you're volunteering, but I'd love to hear more about your other philanthropic efforts, and it's very impressive how you find a way to balance them all.
It's just, I'm so fortunate. I've got two wonderful children, beautiful wife, loves me, family oriented at the end of the day, coach hockey, as a side hobby. And I look at some of the other, just some of the families that we can help. And like I mentioned, the Team Noah Foundation down in New Bedford, they're a great cause. Project Pinball, which is a unique one, they're out of Florida. And we did a collaboration with Project Pinball and Christopher's Haven by donating a pinball machine, which I'm looking at right now, right into their loft, which is just a different way. It's a unique touch. And the Project Pinball, actually, they donate machines all across the United States, and they typically give to the Ronald McDonald House. And then another initiative that we've got coming up in June is we're going to work with locally with the Boys and Girls Club in Wakefield and Stoneham. So there's all different ways you could take a handful of charities and a handful of passions that you may have, put them all together and you can meet great people and then learn more about kind of their initiatives. And it's a fantastic way to spend my time, let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's clear from what you've shared that by being a board member of these different organizations that you don't really just like talk the talk, you walk the walk, and it comes when it comes to really being involved and making a difference in things. And so for anyone here who's listening who is interested in joining any nonprofit as a board member, like what would you have to give to them for advice on how to actually like be a good board member, so to say, and kind of get the most out of it?
I think it's a matter of just taking a look at what where your passions are, and then taking a look at what the time you really can't commit to doing something like this. Earlier last year, I joined the Mass Nonprofit Association and really sat down with that group. Had a good opportunity to really see what a good board member does, the due diligence, the review, the financial review, the meeting the other board members. There's a lot of really good issues that, the Mass Nonprofit Association, they answered a lot of the questions that I had. And by having the right resources, and then just not be afraid to ask for help. And you're not going to be a great board member day one. There's a, I don't, it, a lot of it takes time, but if you're patient and if you work with the right people, you're going to, I can't even put into words how rewarding it is to be part of any of these nonprofit groups that I've been involved with.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, being able to give back to something that you feel passionate about. And I feel like that's something that is really important right from the start, is making sure it's a story or a mission that you closely align with and can really see yourself feeling excited about with being able to support. So I think that's great.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. And pivoting a little bit to your financial career, I'm curious to hear like what inspired you to pursue that as a career path? Like, what was it about being a financial advisor that made it so interesting for you?
Well, I didn't start out quite as a financial advisor. When I left, I graduated from the University of New Hampshire with a business degree and with the full pursuit of playing professional hockey. Like any young kid, you
Wow.
want to be. You want to pursue that passion and say, hey, I'm going to be that special person that makes it all the way. And I got pretty close. I was very lucky. I left UNH and was drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins, had a chance to play in the minor leagues for a little bit, then had a wonderful family. And in the back of my mind, it was always, I'm so lucky that I graduated from UNH and I have my degree because you can't play hockey forever. At least at a competitive level where anybody, is interested in watching you play anymore. But so I did a couple of years with that, and then I got into another nonprofit, Associated Builders and Contractors, which is a construction association. They hired me. I worked there for 5 years, and I was a volunteer. And now, well, now I'm still a volunteer board member for them. So when I get involved in a group, I stay on, and I'm passionate, and I'm very proud of that. So a little bit with ABC, then. Over to TD Bank and Wells Fargo, into the business world. And at the end of the day, I love people. I love their story. I love the why, and I want to be able to help. And being a financial advisor checks all those boxes. So that's kind of how I got into that, and that's where I'm happy to make my living.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, being a financial advisor, I feel like it's not just like helping people with their money, but there's so much vulnerability that goes into working with financial advisor as a client. So like you shared, being able to support people in all of these different facets of their life, I think is really important. So it's great that you are really there to support your clients in that capacity.
No, thank you. And I draw so many different parallels from my sports background. And I actually, when I talk to a lot of the families, I just say, I'm really just your financial coach. I want to be able to be there for you when you have those difficult questions. And then with a lot of the couples and, families that I have, I say, don't get mad at each other. Please get mad at me. All right. At the end of the day, you're at home. I don't want you to have the money issues or difficult talks. Let's have those decisions together because money is one of the most stressful things that. Well, that's one of the biggest stresses in a lot of people's lives, and I'm happy to make that a little bit easier for them.
Absolutely. And for anyone who's listening to this episode who's interested in pursuing a career as a financial advisor, what advice would you have for them for getting started?
Wow, it's a difficult profession to get into. It's extremely difficult. I think there's a lot of barriers to entry now that were a little bit different back then. And I think the biggest thing is with You used to be able to reach out and call a lot of people either at their house or have access to phone numbers. Now a lot of that stuff, you're getting blocked. It's not as easily, that information not as readily available. So I think if you're going to start out and be a financial advisor now, I'd recommend getting involved similar to this with a nonprofit, with a different association, and then be a good steward of that association, and you'll make good clients and contacts, but it's going to take a long time. It takes time. It takes time to build trust. It takes time to understand really what your clients are going to need, and you're going to need a little bit of age and experience, in my opinion.
And you brought up a good point about it taking time. And I also feel like, too, I mean, I'm always like so amazed by financial advisors because I feel like things are always changing with tax laws and stuff like that. So I'm always like, how do they keep up with all these changes? And so I think that's like a huge benefit of one, working with a financial advisor like yourself, is someone's kind of doing all of those, keeping up on the updates for you. But I think that's another thing, too, is just kind of having your hand up on the pulse with things.
I think one of the nice things about keeping up with the changes, and whether it's an election and a new president comes in that might throw things a little bit out of whack with some volatility, it's a matter of me working with my other team members. And it's whether I'm talking to people in my own office or I'm talking with some external wholesalers or other valuable business partners of mine. You have to ask the right questions. You have to, what I say, so you're going to play in traffic. If you continue to play in traffic, you're going to find the right answers, but you just have to be willing to get out there and do that.
Yes, definitely. And with all of the organizations that you're involved in, and also your career, and of course your family that you have, what's your process for balancing everything? Or I shouldn't really say balance, because I feel like I personally feel like not everything is always going to be a even balance, so to say. You might devote more time to one thing one time of the year, and then you might devote more time to another thing at other points in the year. But I'm curious to hear how you kind of juggle, I guess is the best way to put it. Juggle everything you have on your plate. You're busy.
Yeah, very busy, very active. And you're right. There's never a perfect balance. As I mentioned, two wonderful children, and one's in college, the other's in high school. So they find a way to throw me out of balance. There is no doubt about that. Continue to try to be a good husband and support my wife. That throws me out of balance too. And then satisfying clients' business needs. Luckily, the stock market's open 9:30 to 4, so it gives me a little bit of guide rails there to get my at least my trading done within that time frame. But yeah, good scheduling, being able to be quick on my feet, and I think from being a former student athlete, that kind of helps me move through some of these more difficult times.
Yes, absolutely. And for anyone who's listening who's interested in getting involved in Christopher's Haven, so whether that's financially or being able to donate their time, could you share some examples or ways that people could get involved and help to support the nonprofit?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Our big event that we have coming up is October 2nd. That's going to be at Studio B. That's right by the TD Garden. That's our large annual event. There's plenty of sponsorship opportunities. If you go to christophershaven.org, if you reached out to Susan, who's our new executive director, we're happy to answer those questions. You can reach out to me. I'm happy to steer you in the right direction. As far as that, to be a sponsor, to be a volunteer, even things, whether you donate a silent auction item would be fantastic. You donate sports tickets, you donate an experience. Anything that you'd make that would be a donation goes right to the bottom line of Christopher's Haven. Then you have the opportunity. I've got nine apartments behind me that families, they need help. Families, they need the resources, and any money or funds we could raise would be a huge impact for them.
Yes, yeah, because we are lucky to be in Boston with some of the best doctors and medical systems in the world. So I think the work that Christopher's Haven is doing to help provide a place for these families that are coming is really, really important work. So I think it's very admirable.
And we have Mass General right across the street. And I think that's the biggest impact. That's one of the best pieces about the location here at One Emerson Place. You can go down the elevator, across the street, right to Mass General. You have your treatment, and then you can come right back. So, as far as convenience, I think it's a fantastic place for families.
Absolutely. And if there was one last thing that you would like our listeners to know, whether it's about yourself or about Christopher's Haven, what would that be?
That's I think that's a good question. I'm thinking if it's about myself, Christopher's Haven, I say just find something that you're going to be passionate about. Go get involved. Don't wait. Don't say, hey, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Or no, I'm going to get involved somewhere. Find a place. Go get involved. Go be excited. Hi, guys. And then just do it. The impact that you're going to make is going to be wonderful. And you're going to make some missteps and mistakes, but doesn't matter. You're doing all the right things for family, for different families.
Yes, great piece of advice. And now for another fun question, for any of your favorite local businesses that you like to support, what would those be?
I'm going to give a couple. I mentioned Eddie V's in Burlington earlier, just because it's a wonderful steakhouse. My friend Tess over there really took care of us when we brought Christopher's Haven over, or when we brought a bunch of my friends and family over to do a big dinner and a big fundraiser. So I think that's a great location. Right in Reading, the town I live in, Post 1917, another amazing steakhouse. They do a very nice job there. And then lastly, I got to go hockey related, Boston Hockey Skills in North Reading. If you're looking to train some young athletes, go get your reps in there, because they are wonderful, wonderful friends of mine, and that's a great way to get the kids out and get them better.
Love it.
So thank
And
you. Thank you.
yeah, and for anyone who would like to connect with you further, whether it's about the work that you do at Claro Advisors or Christopher's Haven, feel free to share your contact information or like websites for any of those companies.
Sure. Jim Abbott, claroadvisors.com, or 617-507-1404. Feel free to give me a call. Love to talk to you and see if I'm the right person to work with you. So thank you very much.
Perfect. And I'll link to those places in the show notes that our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you so much again for coming on today's show, Jim.
Ashley, I really appreciate it. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.